This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
In the studio with us, Mr. Tshepo Phetla, Head of Business Development, Telkom, the hub, and we are coming to you from the Buy Local Summit and Expo. This is day two, the 12th edition, which we are told the most powerful yet. The theme, localization and inclusive approach to all sectors of society to contribute to economic growth and job creation. The summit underscores the necessity of local procurement in job creation and growth in South Africa. The Buy Local Summit and Expo is a combination of showcasing locally manufactured products and conversations that need to be had around driving localization. Day one, which was yesterday, saw many corporates from the private sector making commitments to localize their local procurement processes in support of local businesses. And today, the Minister of Small Business Development, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, walked the floors to interact with the exhibitors here, small business exhibitors for that particular matter, and also, you know, getting a sense of where they are, the kind of challenges that they go through, and all of that. And, you know, as I said, I mean, this is trying to find ways of achieving localization through enterprises and supply development. And Telkom, which is South Africa's oldest telecommunications company, also embarking on a journey to unearth hidden tech innovation through ESD, the future makers. Say, how are you? Are you good?
I'm good, thanks, Tabiso. Good stuff. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Good stuff. And how's been your experience here? I mean, do you think it's worth its while?
This is a very great opportunity and a great initiative by Proudly SA to actually afford SMMEs a platform on which to showcase there are different innovative products that are homegrown, and I think that's an important, you know, factor that all these are.
Are you impressed?
I'm very much impressed with some of the work that are here. There are, you know, certain sectors that I thought there were no small players in, and I've walked around the floor and I'm seeing that in some of the sectors that are, you know, predominantly large manufacturing companies, we're starting to see SMEs playing in that space as well. So that I'm impressed about.
So maybe let's start where we should have. I mean, a brief background on Telkom Future Makers. When did it all start, and what are your objectives?
Yes, so Telkom, as far back as 2015, embarked on a journey to actually deliberately support SMEs through enterprise and supply development. And
Deliberately.
This was an intentional initiative. Yeah. And the pioneers at the time actually had foresight that with this kind of investments that we do in SMEs, we could create ponies that can change the lives of our people in future, and hence the name Future Makers.
Beautiful.
And yeah, through the years, at that time, there was also a commitment, financial commitment, to put, you know, money where our mouth is, of about 250 million in a fund that was set aside only to, you know, support SMMEs, which has since, you know, run its course and produced a lot of ICT, you know, SMMEs.
I mean, let's go. Let's delve deeper into that, because I'm more interested in getting a sense of the types of programs that you run through the Telkom Future Makers.
Yes. So we do have a number of programs throughout the journey of a startup.
Yeah.
We hold them by the hand from ideation stage. We provide them incubation services.
Yeah.
We also have an accelerator program for those that are showing signs of, you know, high potential. We put them through an accelerator until they achieve what we call a minimum viable product level, which then prepares them to, you know, launch in the market. So throughout that journey, we help our SMMEs. Not only financially, there's a lot of non-financial interventions that we provide. you know, through skills development. As you know, that we are dealing in ICT space, not all of our people are, you know, technocrats.
Yes.
However, some of them have got good ideas.
Yeah.
And so through our programs, we've been able to support people who've got the entrepreneurial spirit,
yeah,
but may not have the actual tech skills.
Yeah.
And we do impart some of that project management skills, business development skills, and all the support that a small business requires,
yeah,
as well as what we call, we've funded some or granted some help to SMEs through what we call business in a box.
Yeah.
You know, it's a toolbox of things that, the basic things that a small business would require. But one of our flagship programs is actually Township Innovator Program.
Yeah.
That is an intentional program to actually unearth innovation in the township area,
mm-hmm,
where township young people from the township are able to, you know, bring forward their innovative ideas, and we help them actually to see them through the whole development process.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention is that they should be solving, you know, problems in that, in those spaces,
yeah,
because they understand the spaces, yeah, better.
So funding is always a always at the center of, you know, the requirements. You know, small business people always talk about funding, because they will tell you that in most cases they have the skills, they have the passion, but they just don't have the capital to kickstart their businesses. If you can just decode the process that speaks to, you know, what do you fund and the conditions attached to it, so that somebody who's listening to us,
yeah,
who may want to interact and tap into your funding resources, would have a clear understanding of what the requirements are and what you are looking for specifically.
Yes. And so one aspect of our programs is that they are innovation driven.
Yeah.
So we are looking for things that we as Telkom firstly can probably consume. So products that we can also actually start procuring in internally and buying from the same consumers. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the same SMEs, sorry. Mm-hmm. And we're also looking for, you know, ICT-based SMEs. We don't fund across the board. So
yeah,
we're not agnostic to sectors. We only first fund ICT. They have to be black-owned, and even better if it's women and youth-owned.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage such kind of businesses to approach us. And the criteria is as I stated now, but in terms of funding,
yeah,
we fund at different stages. So in early stages of your development, you need what we call seed funding,
yeah,
and this helps you to do your what we call proof of concepts. You know, you have this idea, but you know, to put it in a, if it's an app or is an app and a software, you know, take it to a point where the concept actually works.
Mm.
But then the next stage then is to take it to a minimum viable product. We do fund that as well through the different programs that we have.
Yeah.
We provide some grant funding in certain,
yeah,
instances, but through the fund that I described earlier, some of the instruments we use are, you know, equity type,
yeah,
funds that we inject into your business, take,
yeah,
up some equity for a short period of time until you are able,
yeah,
to stand on your own, and then we exit at the end. Just to mention that the intake into our program, there's different channels. One of them is through our ecosystem partners.
Yeah.
So we partnered with a number of ecosystem partners who are running what we call hackathons.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an intake there where we actually, the winners of the hackathons,
mm-hmm,
we give them a prize money which they use to develop their solution,
yeah,
further.
Yeah.
And when it's gone to a certain stage, then we see how we can intervene,
yeah,
further.
Yeah.
And I'm sure out of all of this, you know, there are certain projects that make you proud that came out as a result of this. Are you able to highlight at least one or two?
Yes. The out of our portfolio came a number of brands that you will become familiar with over time. And these are solutions that have actually changed the landscape,
mm-hmm,
in a greater context. So where we are used to, you know, the big businesses running the logistics companies and, you know, monopolizing that to an extent, we have seen players coming from through this program, the likes of Dropper. Mm-hmm. It's a name brand, and they're exhibiting here today. They have provided an online platform for the logistics services. It started off as a platform where you could, you know, book a delivery service for parcels. Mm. And they've gone on to become a fully fledged, you know, logistics delivery platform and a service provider. Mm. The other one that also enjoyed our, you know, our support is a platform called ShipSouth. Mm-hmm. As you may well know, and thanks to COVID as well, mm-hmm. I guess, there's a lot of change in society. Convenience is becoming a thing, and these platforms are trying to solve such kind of problems. And one of the things that people struggle with is the vetting of people coming to help them mm. in their households mm. or in the workplace.
Oh, is that what it does?
So some of these platforms, like yeah. ShipSouth,
yeah.
has been able to allow people like domestic helpers and any domestic kind of work mm. to register there and to come and do work in your home without any worry of quality and safety of your home.
I see.
There's been a lot of that, and through that, a lot of indirect jobs are created. So the platform itself might not, you know, to create the platform might not really, you know, create a lot of jobs, because yeah. it's a few people yeah. that are putting this thing together.
Yeah.
But those that end up using the platform.
Yeah. It's a solution.
It's a solution.
You know,
yeah. yeah.
So let's talk to somebody who might want to be involved in future markets programs. Somebody who's listening right now and thinking, my concept could really work, you know, on the basis of this particular conversation.
Yes.
Where do they start?
Yes, they can reach out to us. Firstly, there's multiple channels where Telkom exists, mm-hmm. and if you reach out there, they are able to channel your queries to us. That's on X and all social media platforms. However, our email mm-hmm. is futuremakers@telkom.co.za.
I'm sure they are all ears. Tsepo, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And may your support for small businesses and bright ideas that you are seeking to attract into your fold grow exponentially.
Thank you so much, Extra O, and it was great to be seeing you around.
Thank you so much. Tsepo Petla, Head of Business Development at Telkom Park, the hub there, talking about the opportunities that they provide. So if you are in the IT space, there you go. You know, there are plenty of opportunities that are available there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.